Hello?
Hey, I'm trying to speak with Shay.
Yeah, this is Shay.
Okay, Shay, how you doing? This is Rick with Huff and Mazer. We kind of dropped off on the Zoom meeting, probably due to bad connection. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so, Shay, let's try and pick up from where we left off. We looked at the, the application. I don't know if I was jumping the guns on you, but I could show you some of the work we have done. But otherwise, more importantly, I want to hear from you on, whether what other features you need in the application, apart from announcements and, one-to-one chats.
Yeah, those applications aren't really anything that we were looking for. We're just looking for something that's going to be a little more user-friendly and doesn't, mm-hmm. Looks a little more, just brings the customers in and makes them want to use the app. That was just, that app seemed a little basic, and we're looking for something that's going to be more eye-appealing and be something that they'll want to use.
That's right. So, I think I gave you the heads up that, this application that we were looking at, this one was specifically designed for older age people, and they don't like a lot of graphics and a lot of, things going on. They like it simple. So, they had a system that we kind of mirrored as far as the, design was concerned. So, yeah, not the best of the works we had done in terms of, but again, like I said, designs are subjective, and I can show you some more portfolio on the kind of work we had done. But apart from that, I think what's more important is the functionality that you guys need. So announcements for one, I think file sharing would be important for you guys if you want to roll out some sort of files, the PDFs and Word documents. Although that feature is going to be available in the chats as well, just like you have it on WhatsApp. So the chats are pretty similar to how you do it on WhatsApp.
Okay. Is that like customer based or what's the, what I mean?
Well, with customer based, it doesn't make a lot of difference to the function of the application, right? The only thing we'd have to kind of decide is how is the customer onboarded to the application. Now, do you want to allow them to sign up themselves and then one of the admins from Everyday Restoration would look at their profile and then accept them or decline their request to join the application, or would you like to onboard your customers yourself using the admin panel that we'll do for you along with the application?
I'm not sure.
Right. Okay. I'd rather say you allow the users to sign up from the front end. But the only problem with that is that you're going to receive a lot of invitations or a lot of customers signing up because the app is going to be live on the app stores, right? So anyone who downloads the application, they would be able to submit a request to join the application by using the sign-up form, and that's going to cause a lot of clutter on your side, on the admin side, because you'd have to filter through all of those requests to see which one is the customer. So my recommendation is that we allow the admins at the Everyday Restoration to onboard a customer. Whenever you onboard a customer to your clientele, you can always, you can at the same time create a login for them using the admin panel, and that's going to send them an email invitation with a username and a password that they can use to sign in, and they will be onboarded to the application. They will be able to enter the application. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right, so that's going to allow, so we wouldn't have, as a matter of fact, we wouldn't have any kind of sign-ups going through from the front end of the application. It's just going to have a sign-in option for all those that already have their username and their password. And then I think the admin side can be used by all of your employees. So, if you want to chat with one of your customers or you want to send them a document, you want to send them a quotation, all of that could be done from using the admin panel. That could be the second interface for the application. So are you following me?
Kind of.
Okay, so I mean, if you have any kind of documentation put together or something, like even some scribbling on the paper to kind of brainstorm what kind of features you guys need, that'd be really helpful because these are all the communication items I can think of. We've also done another application. If you want to look at it, you could go online since you're not on Zoom right now. You'd have to look at it yourself. It's called Connect Team.
Yeah, if you could just email those over to me so I can look at them, that'd be fine. I'm kind of caught up in something right now, so I'll just give you my email and you can just send me some of the apps to look at, and we'll just decide if this is something we want to move forward with.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. So I'll send you an initial scope of work document, as we call it, along with a company profile. And that's going to have some portfolio enclosed as well. And then when do you think it's going to be a better time to pick up on this once I've sent you the email?
I'll email back with you with the date and time.
Okay. All right. That sounds like a plan. So I'll let you go for the day, Shay, unless you have something else for me for now.
No, I'm all good.
All right, sir. Thank you so much. You have a good one, okay?
Yep, you too.
Thank you. Bye now.